Welcome back to Club Culture. My name is Didi Museri. I opened up the show with a track from Soulful G and Soul Matrix, and it's called Utando. Utando is performed by Sean 101, and it's one of the biggest songs in South Africa. This is the biggest Amapiano song on our charts. We've been dancing to this song since December. We got into 2021 listening to the song. I'm still listening to it. It's a vibe. Welcome to the second edition, guys. We are going to be profiling two amazing producers as per usual on Shine the Spotlight. One of the producers is from Australia. The other one is British. The British producer is someone who's been around for a long time. We're going to be paying homage to him. And we're also going to have our usual discussions. And for today's topic, I figured let's talk about mixes. Let's talk about DJ sets. How long should a DJ set be? How long do you want a DJ to play a set, especially in a club? When you're out at the club, what is your preference with regards to DJ sets? I'll let you know why. You can get in touch with me, send me a voice note, tweet me at DD409, use that hashtag club culture. We're gonna move on to what is on your playlist. This is a portion of the show where I encourage you guys to get involved. I want you guys to share the songs that you're currently listening to. Sharing is caring, guys. Let's share all this music so that we can be exposed to what you're listening to. You can tweet me and send me a message of the tracks that you're listening to so that we can play it on the show. Let's get started. Let's not waste time. On the first track I'm playing today on What's On Your Playlist is a song by MK. And it's called 17. This song was released in 2019. And I'm going to play the 6 a.m. remix. Let me know what you think. Thank you. 17, and that is the 6 a.m. remix. There is something about that remix, say? Like, I was obsessed with the original, but I'm so into the remix now that, you know, I can't even remember what the original sounds like. You know, it's always interesting when a remix ends up being more popular than the original version of the song. But yeah, that is a banger right there from MK. Like I said before we went on break, I did ask you guys to let me know your thoughts on DJ mixes. How long do you want a mix to be in a club? This is relating to when we're out in the club. For me, the duration of a mix is really based on the genre. I feel like with particular genres, it has to be a really short mix. Like, if you're gonna play non-instrument, like if you're playing, let's just say, if you're playing instrumental techno, if you play instrumental techno where there isn't any vocals, I would keep that very short. Like 30 minutes is all I can take as a human being. I say this because I once went to a club. Shout out to people who party at Kitcheners. I went to Kitcheners and we had a DJ who was playing techno. This guy, great guy. Mix was awesome when we began, but then I think this guy played for nearly 2 hours. And it sounded like he was playing one song for 2 hours straight because there was no vocals. The song just went on and on and on. And I was bored. I was yawning. I could not take it. I found myself just wondering what I'm doing here because I'm like, it feels like we're just listening to one song because we just lost track. There was no vocals, nothing. At least if you're going to play a set that long, at least mix it up. Mix up the genres. At least give us something that's a bit more upbeat in between. But you're just playing one song and there's no change whatsoever in the pace. It was so dull. I couldn't deal with it, you know. So for me personally, it's all about the genre. Even with Deep House. Deep House is great. But if you're listening to instrumental Deep House for an hour, I promise you, you're going to start yawning. As much as we love our Deep House, personally, I would yawn. If I listen to a Deep House set for 1 hour, I'm gone. My attention span is very limited. Even if I'm not in a club and I'm just listening to a mix on radio, if it's Deep House and it goes for over an hour, I can't, you know? I mean, especially if it's just instrumental. It's one thing if maybe there's vocals and there's different sort of vibes and moods to the songs, but if you're just gonna play instrumental Deep House with no vocals, I'm gone. I think every single genre, techno, anything, you know, it's got to be a bit of a mix, you know, because different songs have different emotions that they evoke, and different songs have different energy levels as well. Some songs are more upbeat, some are a little bit more slow, and if you're going slow for a straight up hour in a club, I don't know, hey? I mean, that's just me. I don't know about what you guys think, you know? What are your guys' thoughts on that? I mean, what do you prefer? Are you that person that can listen to an instrumental mix for a straight up hour? Or would you rather it were shorter, you know? I prefer something shorter, especially things that are instrumental. Instrumental should be really short, 30 minutes tops. Mix that ish up. I think as a DJ, I think DJs already know this. Obviously, your job as a DJ is to take your crowd on a journey. You're going to create a setup, you're going to build it up, and you're going to close it off nicely. You take people on a journey, however long your mixes are. So you can't make the mistake of taking people on a flat journey where there is just no, we're just not going anywhere, where everything is just steady and there's just no change in rhythm and beat and like pace. It's got to change. That's just my take. So yeah, I mean, keep it short if it's instrumental. But yeah, I think any mix in a club, the average mix should be no more than an hour. I think every DJ, everyone gets a fair hour in a club. On radio, you can get 30 minutes because, you know, radio is radio. But in the club, it's always going to be 1 hour. But if you're going to do instrumental, just mix that ish up. Mix that shit up so that we're listening to, take us on a journey. I can appreciate it. I don't mind it. Granted, it's mixed. You know what I'm saying? There should be an opening. There should be like a bit of a climax, and then we can go into a nice conclusion. That's my take. Share your thoughts with me, guys. Tweet at DD49, hashtag club culture. We're gonna move on to the heart of the show, as I always call it. And this is Shine the Spotlight. Da da da. I don't have like a jingle. Shine the Spotlight is the portion of the show where we profile amazing producers that, you know, we should all be on the lookout for. And I decided, like I said, one of the producers is an Australian DJ. And this guy's name is Banza. You may be familiar with... guys, excuse me. Oh, his name is Cassian. I'm My apologies. Oh, Cassian is our first producer. I'm thinking about the song we're going to be playing. Guys, excuse me. It's a Sunday. Cassian is the producer from Australia that we're profiling. He's the first producer that we're going to profile. Cassian hails from Sydney. Cassian is an electronic music producer. I think he's currently based in LA right now, but he originates from Australia. He's been, you know, he started out as a sound engineer. You know, he's been producing, he's been the sound engineer for famous groups like Rufus the Soul. He's actually signed to their label. He was the first artist to be signed to the Rufus the Soul's label. And I've chosen to play the song called Banza. Banza was released in his debut album, and the album is called Lapse. It was released last year. With Banza, check him out on the internet, get his music, go to his gigs, virtual gigs maybe, because now we can't actually go to concerts. We're gonna move on to our second producer. Like I said, this one's legendary. This second man is legendary, and he is James Holden. James Holden hails from the UK. He is a British electronic music producer. He's been making music for a long time, you know, since the late 90s into the early 2000s. He's been making music. I only discovered him late in life, but he's been around for a really long time, you know, and he's someone you're not gonna necessarily hear on commercial radio, especially here in South Africa. Definitely not going to hear James Holden on commercial radio. You might hear him in the clubs, maybe on a mix, you know, on a DJ set, but not on commercial radio. And Holden has really moved away from being more commercial. He's more into live performances. He's dedicated his career into live performances. So I imagine now, because of the pandemic, he's going to be doing a lot of virtual performances, you know, for his music. And, you know, I love the transition that this guy has made musically, you know, from trance and progressive house music into minimal techno. I actually remember being in varsity. I remember being at WITS, and I was at a computer lab, and I had this song of James Holden's on my playlist. I was playing it on repeat. It was like a minimal track, and it had this weird sound. I can't even remember the name of the song, but it had this weird like synth and weird sounds. It was like I can't explain it, but if you know James Holden's minimal tracks, you will know the track. I was listening to this on repeat, and this guy, oh my word, this random ass guy who was sitting not far from me, because he could hear the song from my headsets, he comes up to me, he's like, yo, you've been playing this for like 20, like you've been playing this on repeat now. Can you like change for another song now? Like, dude, you're jealous. You could get yourself headsets and listen to your own music, you know? Like, he was such a hater. Like, I've loved all of James Holden's songs. That's what I want to say, because I've always had a good ear. I've always had a good appreciation for all kinds of music, especially experimental music. And James Holden has not been afraid to take risks musically. And I like that about him. I love that this guy really, really allows himself to just explore music and still make it very interesting. And with the song that I'm going to play, I've chosen, because we're doing homage, we're paying homage to this guy, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs from James. This is an older song. It came out in 2002, I think. This is called I Put Out the Light.
Thank you.
James Holden with I Have Put Out the Light, and it brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you for joining on my second edition. Please join me on my third episode of the podcast. Thank you for getting involved, guys. Please continue to share the songs that you're currently listening to. Send me a voice note and we will play them on the show. We're going to close off the show with a track from Rufus Du Sol. This one's called Inner Bloom and it's the Lane 8 remix. Good night.